From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Justice Department has brought corruption charges against 9 officials affiliated with FIFA, the governing body of the International Soccer Federation. NPR's Hansi Luong reports the charges include money laundering, wire fraud and racketeering linked to soccer tournaments in the U.S. and Latin America.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the soccer officials collected more than $150 million in bribes and kickbacks over 24 years.
They did this over and over, tournament after tournament.
This is allegedly how the marketing companies, also named in the indictment, got broadcast and sponsorship rights for games. The chief of criminal investigation at the IRS, Rich Weber, said the defendants acted out of greed.
This really is the World Cup of fraud. And today we are issuing FIFA a red card.
7 soccer officials have been arrested in Switzerland, and 5 corporate executives are facing charges. The FBI has also raided the offices of the FIFA branch based in Miami. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
A U.S. appeals court has struck down an Arkansas law banning abortion at 12 weeks of pregnancy. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the decision finds the law unconstitutional.
Arkansas's law required doctors to test for a fetal heartbeat, then banned abortion after 12 weeks if a heartbeat was present. But the law's opponents noted that all fetuses at that stage have a heartbeat, and yet none is considered viable outside the womb. The 8th Circuit ruling notes the Supreme Court gives women the right to an abortion up to the point of viability, generally considered to be around 24 weeks. The ruling goes on at length about how technology is pushing the point of viability earlier and earlier, but it says the state of Arkansas presented no evidence that a 12-week-old fetus is ever viable. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Search and rescue efforts are continuing in Texas after days of drenching rains. At least 6 people are reported dead in Houston, and crews are working around the clock to find 11 people who went missing in the small tourist town of Wimberley. Their vacation home was swept away by floodwaters and later slammed into a bridge. Harris County is one of the hardest hit areas. Officials say additional rainfall there could lead to problems on bayous, creeks, and rivers. But County Chief Executive Officer Judge Ed Emmett says conditions have improved for the time being.
Unfortunately, we had a few more thunderstorms come through this morning, but they were in different parts of the county for the most part. So we've had some other streets go underwater, but it's a world of difference from the day before.
46 counties have been declared disaster areas. President Obama is promising federal assistance. Stocks are trading higher at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow was up 121 points, the Nasdaq up 61, the S&P up 17. This is NPR News. Regulators say one of Japan's idle nuclear plants has just cleared final safety checks and may be the first to restart. In Tokyo, John Matthews reports power plants are continuing to stumble more than 4 years after the nation's nuclear nightmare.
The Nuclear Regulation Authority says the 2 reactors at the Sendai plant in southwestern Japan are ready to start back up, pending some basic tests. The country's power utilities have struggled to get their plants online, with mistrust and public opposition high since 2011's nuclear disaster exposed shoddy safety oversight. Local residents failed to win an injunction to prevent the plant from restarting last month. Still, support from Tokyo has helped remove several official roadblocks as energy costs rise. The newly certified plant is scheduled to reboot its first reactor this July and its second reactor in September. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
New airstrikes are being reported in Yemen's capital. Saudi Arabia is leading a coalition bombing campaign against Yemeni Houthi rebels. Yemen's state news agency says bombs fell on a military base in Sana'a today, killing several people. A 6-hour siege in Afghanistan's capital today has left 4 Taliban militants dead. Afghan officials say they attacked a guest house in an upscale neighborhood of Kabul, armed with automatic weapons and explosives. The militants were killed. Nobody else was hurt. The attack occurred in an area housing foreign embassies and foreign companies. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 123 points now, the Nasdaq up 61, the S&P up 17. This is NPR News.